ली पाला है। लो लो मुझे कह कह के अली वाला है, मुतमिन लहजे में कहती है ये अली वाला है। कैसे कम हो मेरे दिल से मोहब्बत हैदर, मेरी माँ ने मेरी गुट्ठी में अली वाला है।
बगैर हुब्बे अली इबादत हराम। जिस दिल विच अली अलैहि सलाम की मोहब्बत नहीं, वो बोटी का टुकड़ा है।
मोहम्मद वाले मोहम्मद
सल्लल्लाहु
अलैहि वसल्लम दर्जात के लिए, उनकी मदद के लिए, उनकी बख्शिश के लिए सूरह फातिहा। تولى الامر الى الله ان الله بصير بالعباد. استغفر الله استغفر الله وعسى له التوبه. لا حول ولا قوه الا بالله العلي العظيم. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله كما هو احمد. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين. ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
اس صفحہ اعضاء کے وارث امام زمان علیہ السلام اور چہاردہ معصومین اور آئے طیبہ شہداء کربلا کی تشریف آوری کے لیے بابا سے بلند صلوات.
اللہم صلی علی محمد وعلی محمد.
ہم سب کی اس صفحہ اعضاء میں آنا، عبادات، دعائیں، مجلس اعضاء، محرم، عزاداری، ان تمام اعمال صالح کی قبولیت کے لیے بابا سے بلند صلوات.
اللہم صلی علی محمد وعلی محمد.
یوسف زہرہ امام زمان علیہ السلام کے جلد ظہور کے لیے صلوات.
اللہم صلی علی محمد وعلی محمد.
حاضرین مومن و مومنات کی صحت و سلامتی کے لیے، رزق و روزی میں برکت کے لیے، ان کے خلوص و تقویٰ میں اضافے کے لیے بابا سے بلند صلوات.
اللہم صلی علی محمد وعلی محمد.
We are thankful to Hidayat team who are here today with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them. And inshallah this message of Hidayat must spread throughout the world, not only today, inshallah, until the day of judgment.
Inshallah.
We are not alone. We are not weak because our leader, our imam, our hadi, Imam Zaman he is watching us, he is observing us, he is supporting us, he is with us. And wherever our enemies are planning to attack us, he is coming to help us. We have observed a lot of time, and one of the miracle and example is Hidayat TV. So with the support and help of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, and you sisters and brothers, mu'minin and mu'minat, inshallah this message will carry on. Our topic, the last verse of Surah Ali Imran, chapter 3, verse number 200. Today, inshallah, we will just discuss a little bit about the first point, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. So anyone who would like to get success, and all of us, we love to be successful here and hereafter. So that is our ultimate goal, and that must be our goal. We need to be successful here and hereafter. Then Allah says, if you would like to be a successful person, then the first thing you need to have, that is Iman. The second thing, with Iman, you will face a lot of problems and difficulties. So at that time, you need to be patient. You have to show sabr. When you are having Iman and you are showing sabr, this Iman and this sabr, you cannot move forward. Because at any moment there is possibility, you will be defeated, you will be injured. You will think maybe you are losing now. At that time, you need a supporter, you need a help, and that is, you need a strong bond with the Imam of your time, and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So that is Rabitu. We need to have strong Rabita, we need to have strong irtibat and strong bond. The bond of love, the bond of ish, the bond of sacrifice with the Imam of our time, with his grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are a lot of channels how we can develop this bond, how we could be closer to the Imam of time. And the last point, that is Wattaqullah, and that is, we have to adopt piety. And we must adopt piety. Why? Because our Imam is Imam al-Muttaqeen. Someone who is Imam al-Muttaqeen, his followers must be models for the world, for the people, for the mankind. Someone who is following Ali, look at his face. Look at his attitude, look at his conversation, look at his words, look at his knowledge, look at his worship, look at his wisdom, look at his family, and all these things which are related with us, whom we need to be model, role model for all of mankind. Why? Because we are followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
First point, that is, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, we need to be mu'min. And alhamdulillah, as we are follower of Imam al-Muttaqeen, likewise, we are follower of someone who has kulli iman.
Naray Haydari!
Ali! All the people, all the mankind, today, you are claiming your ears of Islam. Have you thought, if Ali was not there, where was your Islam? If Hussein was not there, where was your Islam? If Abu Talib was not there, where was your Islam? If today, if someone has Iman, that is due to blessing of existence of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So as followers, we need to have strong Iman. And there are different factors which can reduce or which can weaken our Iman. So we need to be careful. Those things which can weaken our Iman, our faith, oh, we should be careful. We should never go and touch these things. If we will go, because like Shajar al-Mamanuwa, for Hadrat Adam alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, oh Adam, if you will go to that tree, then you will be loser. And then there is no second chance. For Muttaqeen, for Salihin, for the follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib, there is no second chance at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared you, if you want to adopt the path of Ali, the love of Ali, the sirat of Ali, then you need to be mu'min. And always be cautious, be careful. Anything which is harmful, which can weaken your Iman, you should always stay away from those things. And what are those things? Please read aloud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
different things which can weaken our iman. The first thing is stinginess. Bukhl. When? Why the people are becoming bakhil, miser? Kyun log kanjoos bante hain? Isliye, when they love themselves, when they love their wealth, when they love their skills, when they love their knowledge, when they love their children. There's beautiful example of an old woman, Abbasid caliphs. They banned, nobody is allowed to have al-Adari of Sayyid al-Shuhada Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And there was only one way, and they announced, anyone who will slaughter one of his or her son can have azadari for one day. You know, today we are not happy to sacrifice 50 pound, 100 pound, 1,000, 2,000 pounds for Imam Hussain alayhi salam. But there were people who have left history for us. That old woman who was Shia of Imam Hussain alayhi salam and lover of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, she had 9 sons. When there was ban, nobody can have majlis-e ala of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. You can have only when you will slaughter your son. That old lady come forward, and the first day she gave her first son, the second day second son, third day third son, the 9th day when she gave her 9th son, on the day of Ashura, she was crying and was saying, "Oh Allah, if you had given me 10 sons, at least I was able to commemorate one Ashraf Hussain." So those were mothers. Have you not seen the mothers of Karbala? The mothers who were happy to give out, to be sacrificed their sons. So this is another mother. So whatever we have, this is not ours. This is granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are just ameen for few days. But someone who has given us, if he is asking us to give back, if we are not giving, we are dishonest. We are khain. Not only we are bakhil, at the same time we are khain. Because someone who has given us, he is asking us to give me back. Not all. Maybe 20%, maybe 10%, maybe 2%. Maybe 1 of 10, but we are not listening. Why? Because all the time we are listening to Iblis, we are listening to Shaitan. We are also giving a lot of things to Shaitan. But Shaitan is very clever. When she is taking our wealth, Shaitan is taking our wealth, he is not saying, "Give to me." He is saying, "Okay, go in the pub. Go and use for different crimes." And person is thinking he is spending on himself or herself. Actually, he is spending for the happiness of Iblis. So stinginess is something we should try to avoid. Whatever we have, we should never be worried. If we will spend for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will be loser. No. When Allah is giving us without asking anything, when we will ask Him, we will request Him, He will not give us. He will be there. He is there. So this is our test. Test of our iman. The first thing which can weaken our iman, that is bukhl, that is stinginess. And we should try to avoid this. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
The second point, that is adultery, that is zina. The other day we discussed, adultery is one of the sin which is reducing the life of the people. Not only life, but also weakening the iman, the faith of the people. So adultery is a major sin which can harm us at many fronts. So it is necessary, the believers, the followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib,
whenever,
in Quran Allah says, والصالحين من عبادكم وإمائكم إن يكونوا فقراء يغنهم الله. If you are thinking you don't have wealth, so leave it with Allah. Allah says, if you don't have wealth, when you will get married, I will provide you. Never be scared that you don't have anything. When you are mature, when you are baligh, so this is a responsibility of parents. They should arrange for your marriage. And your spouse, your partner should be the first thing, the first character you have to go behind, that is taqwa. Never go behind for wealth, never go behind for beauty. Because both of these things, today you have, tomorrow you will not have. But taqwa is something which can attain everything. With taqwa you can have wealth, with taqwa you can have beauty. But for Allah, the external beauty is not important. For Allah, the internal beauty is important. So adultery is something which can reduce your life, which can weaken your iman, which can ruin all of your assets. So the follower of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, yes, there is a channel, there is marriage. So we should promote, and this is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these days of mourning and azadari, none of us should laugh. We should try to keep silent, and from our face, from our words, from our dress, we must reflect. We are in azadari. And this is message, this is tabligh. But here is another thing that is laughing. Anyone who will laugh, that will kill your heart, that will kill your spirit, your soul. And laughing mean when you are laughing with noise, with loud of sound. So what should we do? The sunnah of Prophet is smiling.
MashaAllah.
Always keep smiling. Whenever you are facing each other, meeting each other, must smile. But when we are making fun of people, with lot of noise, we are hurting people. We are insulting people. And if not insulting and hurting, Prophet says there is no need to laugh with voice. We should try to control this. This is very important. Why not? With your attitude, you have to tell the people, this is follower of Ali ibn Abi Talib. We have to do this. The next part is the jealousy. So there is a hadith. Jealousy burns your iman as fire burns the wood. Jealousy is something very fast. This works on fast track. Very quickly, within no time. First of all, we are not perfect in iman. But if we have a little bit something of iman, so that will be scratched out by jealousy. And usually we are jealous against our sisters, brothers, cousins, relatives, to those people who we know, we are close to each other. So there is no need to be jealous, otherwise we will lose out our iman. The next point is wrath, ghazab, ghussa. Especially this wrath and ghazab and ghussa we show to those who are usually working under us, are those who are younger, are those who are weaker, are those who are our employed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was creator of this universe, and who is the most powerful authority. He is not showing his wrath. Who has given you authority to show your wrath, your angerness all the time on your children, on your wife, on your spouse, on your husband, on your little sister, brothers and family members, and poor employees? So Islam says, behave with the people with politeness. And we should try to promote culture of politeness and try to stop the culture of wrath. The next point is the backbiting of a Muslim. Quran says, when you are doing backbiting, backbiting is something another person has that problem, had committed that sin, has that weakness, that problem, and then you are telling other people. This is backbiting. Backbiting is if someone has no problem, no sin, and you are telling, that is worse than this. That is tohmat. And that is more punishment. But if someone is weak, or having problem, or doing sins, and if you have observed, then there is no need. As Allah says, I am Sattarul Ayyub. I am hiding your faults. And this character of Allah, Sattarul Ayyub, you must develop in yourself, as I am hiding your secrets and your sins and your problems. Likewise, you have to hide the secrets and sins and crimes and problems of all other Muslims. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali.
Next point, that is the greediness. So, you know, how opposite character we are trying to develop in our, we are growing. On one side, we are stingy. We are miser people. We are not giving anything. On other side, we are trying to grab everything. Whatsoever halal or haram is available, that should be my property. So Islam doesn't lie. That will weaken our iman. And the next point is, when we are sleeping a lot. So anyone who would like to develop his iman need perfect to be in his iman, what should he do? Eat less, sleep less, and talk less. These three things are very important. So anyone who will sleep a lot, so he is wasting the time. Maybe he is not doing guna, but sometimes when people are sleeping, they are doing guna as well. When they were awakening, and for example, if they have drunk an alcohol, or if they have hurt someone, and then they are sleeping, so maybe in their sleep they are committing sins. But most of the time, people when they are sleeping, they are not committing any sin, they are not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, they are wasting their life. And all of us, at least one third of our life, that is going into sleep. So why not? We should cut a little bit time from our sleep and give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be happy, you will be happy. Salawat. The next point, that is the bad manners. And we know what are good manners and bad manners. And next is losing haya. This hadith, La deena limalla haya Allah. Anyone who has no haya, he has no religion, he has no faith, he has no iman. And there is no alternate word in English for haya. You know, sometimes in religion, in particular culture, there are particular words which are training and educating you. So if you see here, there is a lack of haya, so through history, through culture, that has not been taught to their children. That has not been promoted. Besharmi or behayai is being promoted. And that is something everybody likes. And all lusty eyes and lusty desires having people, they like all those people who are not having any kind of haya. But Allah says, if you are without haya, if you are not having haya of your parents, haya of your sister, brother, mother, haya of your imam, haya of your nabi, haya of your Lord, your Allah, then what kind of person you are? Hazrat Ali al-Islam says, whenever you are all alone and you are thinking nobody is watching you and then you are committing sins, be careful, someone who is watching you will be judged at the day of judgment. And you are so dear, most of the time you are not committing sins in front of ordinary people, your relatives, your parents, but how dear you are. You are committing sins in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we are thinking, nobody is watching, but Allah is there, He is watching. And we are not having any kind of haya in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next point is being humble in front of wealthy people. You know, sometimes we have different attitudes. When poor people are coming, at that time we are becoming arrogant. And when rich people are coming at that time, we are very humble. What Islam says? Islam says, be equal for everyone. Anyone who is rich, anyone who is poor, all of them, they are mankind. And as a human being, we need to respect them. But as Quran says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, someone who is older than your age, Islam says respect them. Someone who is your parent, respect them. Someone who is your teacher, respect them. Someone who is scholar of your religion, respect them. There are different categories which have been introduced in Islam. We need to respect. But most of the important thing, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, anyone who is muttaqi among your society, maybe he has not having any single penny. But as a Muslim, we need to respect that person who is muttaqi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The next point is inspiration to have a lot of wealth. So this desire will never, there is no satisfaction. Because if a person has 100, he will think 1 million, when he will have 1 million, still say nothing. 1 billion, then 1 trillion, still there's nothing. So this desire, like Umar ibn Sa'd, why he was fighting against Imam Hussain alayhi salam? Just for wealth, just for status. And next point is also status and position. He was promised that he will be given the government of Shahr-e today of Tehran. Just for government of ruling of one city, he killed son of Rasulullah.
Shameful.
Ja'ala binti Ash'as, the wife of Imam Hassan alayhi salam, she was greedy of wealth. And Muawiyah bin Abu Sufyan promised, if you will poison Imam Hassan alayhi salam, I will get you married with my son Yazid. So just for greediness, just for wealth, just for status, she killed son of Rasulullah. And she lost everything. She didn't get dunya, and she lost her akhirah. And last point, that is the keeping away from the religious scholars. You know, if you want to be treated for a disease, you need to go to doctor. Iman is something, the doctors of spiritual diseases are moral diseases, they are scholars. So if you will not be friend of scholars, you will not go and visit to them, you will not ask the questions, you will not love them, you will not respect them, you will never be successful in your iman. As a believer, we need to improve our iman, and that is possible for us when day and night. That's why it has been commanded, go in the mosque, attend Nawal Jamaat, attend Namaz Jummah, you will go there, you will see scholars, you will visit them, you will be friendly with them, and in this way you can improve your iman, and that is helpful for you and for your generation. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Basically, Surah Al Imran ki ye aakhri ayat jo hamara title hai aur humne guftugu karni hai. اس پورے 10 دنوں میں ہم نے کوشش کرنی ہے کہ اپنے آقا اور مولا امام زمان علیہ السلام کے حیف ہے اس زندگی پر، ان سالوں پر، اس جوانی پر، اس علم پر، اس عبادت پر، اس بوڑھے پر، اس مومنا پر جو مر جائے لیکن دل میں یہ تمنا اور تڑپ نہ ہو اے کاش ایک مرتبہ یوسف زہرا امام مہدی کی زیارت ہو. ہم دنیا کی خواہشات اور چیزوں کو پانے کے لیے کیا کچھ نہیں کرتے. ہر مہینے 1000 pounds لینے کے لیے کتنے آورز دیتے ہو, ہاؤ مینی آورز یو آر ورکنگ, کتنے گھنٹے کام کرتے ہو. 1000, 2000, 10000 مل جائے, کیا کبھی اتنے گھنٹے ہم نے اس امام کو پانے کے لیے صرف کیے جس کے ہاتھ میں قبضہ قدرت میں کائنات کی کنجیاں ہیں, کائنات کے خزانے ہیں. یہ مت سوچا کرو کہ اگر اس کے امام زمان علیہ السلام میں ڈوب جاؤ گے رات اور دن مولا کو یاد کرو گے تو بھوکے مر جاؤ گے, ایسا نہیں ہے. تمہارے پاس مال نہیں ہوگا, ایسا نہیں ہے. یہ الگ بات ہے. علی کائنات کا امیر ہوتے ہوئے کوئی کھانا مانگتا ہے تو اونٹوں کی قطاریں دے دیتا ہے, لیکن جب خود خلیفۃ المسلمین ہوتا ہے تو لوگ دیکھتے ہیں وہی کوفہ کہ جہاں پہ بہترین کھانے شہر کے تمام غریبوں اور فقیروں کو ملا کرتے تھے اور لنگر مولا کا کھلے عام ہوتا تھا, لیکن لوگ جب علی کو دیکھتے تھے تو اپنے گھٹنوں سے سوکھی ہوئی روٹی کو توڑتے. اس لیے کہ علی اس شہنشاہ کا نام ہے جو اپنی تمام دنیاوی خواہشات پہ اپنے قدم رکھ کے اتنا بلند ہو جاتا ہے کہ اپنے نبی محمد مصطفیٰ کے جب کندھوں پہ سوار ہوتا ہے تو مولا علی فرماتے ہیں میں اتنا بلند تھا, اتنا بلند تھا, اگر میں چاہتا تو عرش خدا کو چھو لے.
نعرہ حیدری,
اللہم صلی علی محمد.
اگر مال چاہیے تو بھی انہیں کے در سے ملے گا, اگر مقام چاہیے تو بھی انہیں کے در سے ملے گا, لیکن مومن تو وہی ہے جو مہدی کو چاہے صرف مہدی کے لیے, جو امام زمانہ سے عشق کرے صرف اس لیے کہ وہ امام ہے, نہ مال کے لیے, نہ جاہ کے لیے, نہ جلال کے لیے, نہ کسی اور چیز کے لیے. اور جتنا جتنا انسان کو خلوص بڑھتا ہے اتنا امام حجابات کو, بیریئرز کو ہٹا دے. ایک عام سے شخص, شیخ رجب علی خیاط تہران کے اندر رہتے تھے, کپڑے سیتے تھے, ان کو جب یہ مقام ملا, ہم آپ ہی زیارت پڑھتے ہیں, 14 معصومین کی زیارت پڑھتے ہیں, لیکن ہمارے الفاظ ہوتے ہیں. لیکن شیخ رجب علی خیاط جب یہی زیارت پڑھتے تھے السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ, تو وہ حقیقت میں رسول اللہ کی زیارت کرتے تھے, رسول اللہ ان کے سامنے ہوتے تھے. پھر وہ منہ موڑ کے جب مشہد کی طرف السلام علیک یا غریب الغربا یا علی ابن موسیٰ رضا کہتے تھے, امام رضا علیہ السلام کی حقیقت میں زیارت کرتے تھے. اور پھر جب وہ کہتے السلام علیک یا صاحب العصر والزمان, امام زمان علیہ السلام کے حقیقی نورانی چہرے کی زیارت کرتے تھے. ان کے ایک شاگرد بیان کرتے ہیں ان کو یہ مقام ملا تو تب ان کی ایج تھی 25 years. جب پہلی مرتبہ وہ اس مقام پہ پہنچے اور رسول اللہ کی خدمت میں سلام عرض کیا اور کہا السلام علیک یا رسول اللہ, رسول اللہ مسکرائے اور کہا رجب علی تم آ گئے ہو, بات تو اچھی ہے لیکن بہت دیر سے آئے. 25 سال ہم آپ کی عمر, 40, 50, 60, 70 سال ہو گئے ہیں, ابھی تک یہ لیاقت نہیں ہوئی. جس کو 25 سال کی ایج میں یہ لیاقت اور یہ کامیابی ملی, رسول اللہ گلہ کر رہے ہیں, رجب علی
देर से आए हो, 10 साल देर से आए हो, क्यों नहीं उस वक्त आए जब 15 साल के थे, जब बालग थे, तुमने ये मकाम उस वक्त क्यों हासिल ना किया? और जैसा कि मैंने पहले आपकी खिदमत में अर्ज किया था, सैयद इब्न ताऊस जिन्होंने बालिग होने के दिन से आखिरी लम्हे तक मौत तक एक गुनाह भी नहीं किया था, वो हस्ती थी कि जो आलम बनू यानी 15 साल की एज में जो इस काबिल थे कि अपने मौला की जियारत करते। अब ये 10 साल के बाद जा रहे हैं तो रसूलुल्लाह गिला कर रहे हैं, हम आप जो 40, 50, 60 साल के हो गए हैं और अगर वो मकाम मिल गया तो क्या गिला नहीं होगा? और फिर वो लोग जो 15 साल की एज में आलम माना को, आलम गैब को विजिट कर लेते हैं, वो कौन से लोग होते हैं? इन बच्चों की तरबियत उनके मां बाप करते हैं। फ्रॉम वेरी दैट मोमेंट व्हेन देयर इज कंसेप्शन ऑफ द फीटस, कंसेप्शन ऑफ द चाइल्ड, फ्रॉम प्रेगनेंसी एंड देन each and every day of their life until the 15 years of age, parents are teaching them, training them, they are conscious for their food, they are conscious for their education, for their prayers. Aur us 15 saal ki age tak jitni bacche ki nekiyan hoti hain us sab ka sab ko wajib nahi hai us par us sab ka sawab maa baap ko milta hai. Kabhi ye socha hai कि छोटे छोटे बच्चों की तरबियत पे, तालीम पे, इबादत पे, कुरान पे जो हम टाइम सर्व करेंगे तो हकीकत में आपको फायदा हो रहा है? और हाँ, वो नेकियां करेगा फिर भी सवाब मिलेगा, उसकी नस्लें नेकियां करेंगी फिर भी सवाब मिलेगा, लेकिन जब तक बच्चा बालिग नहीं हुआ तब तक जो कुछ वो कर रहा है वो सब का सब वालदैन के खाते में लिखा जाता है। तो आप लूजर नहीं है। और बाज़ूकात ये बच्चे तंग भी करते हैं, परेशान ना हुआ करें, जो कुछ इनकी तरबियत और तालीम और इबादत की वजह से आपको मिल रहा है यू कैन नॉट इमेजिन। बहुत ज्यादा सलवा अब सिर्फ एक बात इन्हीं शेख रजब अली ख्याल से कि कौन सा एक प्रैक्टिकल तरीका कि जिसके जरिए से मुमकिन है कि हम वो करें और मौला की जियारत हो जाए। सूरह बनी इसराइल 15वां पारा की पहली सूरह, टोटल इसकी आयात 111 है और आयत नंबर 80। बिस्मिल्लाह रहमान रहीम, वकुल रब्बे अदखिलनी मुदखल सिदकिन वाखरिजनी मुखरज सिदकिन वजअलनी मिन लदुनका सुल्तानन नसीरा। अब शेख रजब अली खयात से उनके एक शागिर्द ने पूछा कि किस तरह मौला की जियारत हो सकती है, तो उन्होंने कहा कि 40 nights 40 रातें हर रात 100 टाइम्स इस आया को पढ़ो तो इंशाल्लाह इमाम अलैहिस्सलाम की जियारत हो जाएगी। दिस इज चैप्टर 17 वर्स नंबर 80 सूरह बनी इसराइल और आयत नंबर 80 है। رب ادخلني مدخل صدق واخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا 40 nights har raat 100 times is ayat ka wird karna hai, isko bar bar padhna hai. ab jis shagird ko diya tha 40 raat wo padhta tha aur uske baad aaya aur kaha shaykhona aapne farmaya tha 40 din amal karo इंशाअल्लाह इमाम ज़मान अलैहिस्सलाम की ज़ियारत होगी, मुझे तो ज़ियारत नहीं हुई। अब इसमें आयत का कसूर नहीं होता, उस शख्स का कसूर, शायद गुनाह इतने ज्यादा होते हैं या वो अमल इंसान गफलत में करता है, नींद में होता है, थका हुआ होता है या नजस होता है, बहुत सारे और भी फैक्टर्स हैं, या हराम खाया हुआ होता है या बशकूक, बहुत सारे फैक्टर्स हैं कि क्यों कोई अमल इंसान का कामयाब नहीं होता। लेकिन जब शागिर्द ने आके गिला किया तो शेख रजब अली खयात ने सर झुकाया और थोड़ी देर के बाद कहा, तुम्हें याद है कि एक दिन दोपहर के वक्त तुम अपने ऑफिस से बाहर निकले थे? कहा हाँ। कहा जब तुम सड़क के किनारे आए तो एक खूबसूरत नौजवान तुम्हें नजर आया और तुमने उसे सलाम किया और उन्होंने तुम्हें जवाब दिया, वही तो इमाम ज़माना अलैहिस्सलाम। तो अब क्या होता है کہ بہت اور اکثر اوقات امام علیہ السلام کی ہم زیارت کرتے ہیں لیکن پہچان نہیں پاتے، اس لیے کہ ہم اس معنوی اور عرفانی مقام پر نہیں ہوتے کہ جہاں اپنے مولا کو پہچان سکیں یا اس سے مزید گفتگو کر سکیں، لیکن انسان